It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Glenwood Springs High School Drama is doing the Addams Family musical for their spring musical this year. Kate McGrath is here, of course, along with some. These are all seniors, Kate?
Yes, they are.
McKinley Mueller, Abby Cheney, Heather Porterfield, and Zach Larson, all who we've talked to in the past. You guys, I guess, didn't learn your lessons the first time, huh? Or something like that. The Addams Family. You know, I find it so interesting. The TV show was in black and white, which means it was probably on in the 60s. I watched it because it was in reruns when I was a kid. But anybody much younger than me, I can't imagine, would see this unless they really sought it out.
Probably not the TV series, okay. But there was a movie quite recently, too.
Back in the early 90s, yes. Addams Family and then Addams Family Values was right. The sequel. Mm-hmm. Sure, with Raul Julia as Gomez. And then, of course, Angelica Houston was Morticia.
Correct.
So how did you get to the point where you wanted to do this show? I know that occasionally the kids will bring you plays and they'll say, this would be really cool. Was this one of those situations, or was it more you're looking through the list of what's available and this came up?
It came from me, really. I spent quite a bit of time every year reviewing different musicals, so I'm read perusal scripts, I go online and I watch a bunch, and I categorize them as like no, maybe, and then I got to watching The Addams Family and by myself, and I was laughing out loud by myself for extended periods, and it was like, okay, well, we just totally have to do this because it's so fun, it's so funny, the music is really, really good, and yeah, I've probably mentioned this before, I always try very hard to find a show that has quite a number of leads and supporting roles because I want to feature as many students as we can.
I know you always, when you come in here, you always try and bring as many seniors as you can.
Yeah.
How many seniors versus underclassmen are in this show?
Help me out here, guys.
There's six seniors.
We've got
Aaliyah and Garrett.
Right? So six, seven? Seven seniors. We have a cast of 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
That many?
Yes.
Are there like a number of ensemble musical pieces?
Yes, okay. Quite a few, yes.
Okay.
So, and that's another thing. I like to find multiple roles to feature as many student actors as possible, and then also ones that feature a large ensemble with a lot of chorus numbers so that we can include as many people that would like to be included.
It seems like 55 is a pretty large participation number, is it? I mean, I'm
yes.
thinking about, I mean, you think about the football team, and okay, maybe they'd have that many kids go out for football, but for theater, it doesn't seem like you usually get that much participation.
Well, I think last year we were close to 50.
Wow.
I think a couple of years before that it was like mid to high 40s.
You've got to feel pretty good about that then. You're increasing your numbers, right?
Yes, definitely feel good about that. Doesn't always feel good corralling that many people around, but really excited that the program is popular, yes.
Sure. Now, talk about, you have, as the drama teacher, when you do musicals, do you usually get some help from the choir department, that kind of thing, from the music teachers, if you will?
Yes. So our music director is Shanti Gruber, who is the choir teacher at the school. She has been doing the singing and coordinating the musicians also. And there's a number of adult community members who will be participating in the pit.
Okay. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. Right now, let's get to the cast.
Sure.
If we can. So Zach Larson is who we're going to start with. So first thing I thought is, I remember you're here when we were talking about the improv group. Which, by the way, fifth in the state. Congratulations.
That's right.
Again. High five again.
Thank you, Kate.
I figured, okay, he's got to be Gomez. You know, he was clever. We had a good time when we did the interview about the improv group, but not so.
Yeah, I'm playing the part of Mal Beinecke, He's unique to the musical version of the Addams Family. He is actually the father of Wednesday Addams' boyfriend.
Okay. Interesting. Which yeah. I don't think we ever saw in the TV show or the movies, for that matter.
No, Wednesday's grown up.
Specifically unique to the musical.
Wednesday's grown up in this version of the Addams Family.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. When was this written, by the way? Any ideas? Anybody? I mean, is it a modern thing? An older thing?
2007. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It seems like when something is not relevant anymore, that's when somebody comes out with a new version of it. And, oh, yeah, hey, that is still funny or engaging or whatever the case may be. Now, Heather, your character is?
Her name is Alice Beinecke, and she is married to Mal.
Okay. So another character that we haven't seen. So tell me about how the two of you come in. Now, you're Wednesday's boyfriend's parents, so do I sense that maybe there's some kind of ceremony that may be getting close in this play?
It's kind of the meeting of the families. So the whole show takes place in one night of the Beinekes are coming to the Addams family's house to have dinner so everyone can meet. And so we're kind of introduced into it as we're from Ohio and basically the complete opposite of the Addams family.
And so you like sunshine and
yes, very much so.
bright colored things as opposed to darkness and rain.
That's spot on.
Yep.
How do the two of you react when you first meet the Addams family?
I'm
sure that's where a lot of the funniness ensues.
There's quite a bit of comedic action that takes place around that. Obviously, you know, the reaction is we're kind of weirded out by them and kind of freaked out, actually. But that's part of the plot for the musical. You know, we see that as we go throughout the musical, and I guess you'll have to come and see it to see how it resolves.
There you go. The Addams Family, a new musical comedy presented by Glenwood Springs High School, happens on February 24th and 25th, March 3rd and 4th. That's Friday and Saturday. And then there's those shows at 7 o'clock. There's also a matinee on Saturday, March 4th at 2 p.m. You can get tickets at eventb.com as well as at the performances right there at the box office. Box office probably 30 minutes before showtime, something like that. Yeah. As well as Glenwood Springs High School Performances Facebook page.
That's correct.
Which is something new I don't think we talked about in the past. Take a quick break, come back, and visit with the rest of the cast in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting about Glenwood Springs High School's presentation of The Addams Family, a new musical comedy. Again, you can see it Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, as well as March 3rd and 4th. 7 o'clock shows each night, and then there's a special matinee on March 4th at 2 o'clock. You can get those tickets at eventb.com or at the box office around performance time, or also at Glenwood Springs High School GSHS Performances Facebook page. Is it abbreviated? You guys know?
I believe so.
It
yeah?
is, yeah.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so GSHS Performances is what you want to search for. I'm sure it's just in a link to the Event B page.
It is.
Still, makes things a little simpler. Yeah. All right, so McKinley and Abby have kind of gotten off a little easy so far. What characters do you guys play?
I'm Abby Cheney, and I play Wednesday Addams.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I see an interesting... you guys aren't who I would expect you to be. So you're Wednesday, you've got blonde hair, and yet Heather has dark hair, and she's not Wednesday.
Yeah, we are completely switched.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's part of the whoever is in charge of props that night is going to have to make sure.
I have a jet black wig. It's great.
And I have a very blonde one. So we're very opposite.
Yeah.
You guys,
enjoy? Like, does that make you feel a little bit different? Does it help you get into the part by changing your appearance?
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. It's kind of shocking. Like, the first time we both put on our wigs, we were like, oh, that's what we look like with that song. Okay.
Yeah, it literally was switched.
Did you not recognize each other?
I mean, sure. But, like, the hard part is the eyebrows, for sure, because it takes me a long time, and then you think you're there, and then everybody looks at you, and it's like, they're not black yet. You got to keep going.
We definitely have to assist each other with, like,
for sure.
The switch.
Have either of you considered changing your appearance permanently because of this show? You know, like dyeing your hair?
I don't know. Everybody's like, oh, I can see you with black hair now. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that. But
that's definitely, I've gotten that too with the blonde. And I was like, oh, maybe, because like a lot of my sisters have gone blonde. And so I was like, oh, maybe. But then I was like, well, my hair is almost black. So that would be a lot of effort and a lot of damage. Yeah. So
I'm good. I'll just wear the wig.
Yeah.
I'll just have stick for the show if I want to change my look.
Yeah, it does damage your hair a lot. When definitely. Yeah, that's what happened to mine, actually. McKinley, what about you? Tell me about your character.
So I play Grandma Adams. She's, to quote her, she's 102. She has shingles and arthritis. She's kind of, the whole show is funny, but I think she provides an extra layer of comedic relief because she's a little bit dark in the sense that she's a little loony, but she's so wacky that it's hilarious. So I'm excited to play her, and she has crazy makeup and hair. So
you've got the Addams Family, which is kind of crazy anyway, and then she just takes it to the next level.
A whole nother level of absolutely batty.
Cool. All right, that sounds fun. So I'm curious, you know, I talked a lot with Kate Gov. You guys call her Gov?
Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she lets you get away with it?
Yes. That's all.
She loves all
her. If it's okay for you, I assume it's okay for me, too.
Consider a sign of love. I could be wrong.
It's a term of endearment, really. Trust me. Take my word for it. Had you guys seen the Addams Family TV show or the movies before? Zach says yes. I can see that somehow.
I've seen the movie, yeah.
Okay. So what was it, like 92 or something like that, I think?
Oh, I'm not sure. All I know is it comes on TV around Halloween time, and my family sits down and watches it.
Okay. Yeah. But none of you girls haven't seen it before?
Yeah. For me, I was searching for songs to do for my senior audition for ThesCon, and I had come across one of the songs from the show, and it was my song. And this was, like, months before. Like, I had no idea we were doing this. And, yeah, I had heard the song pulled, and I was like, this is a great song. I should try it. So I was singing this song, like, months before I actually found out that we were doing this musical.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And so it's really Wednesday's song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, of course, anybody that's seen the movie, and Zach knows this, but there's a scene where the Addams Family's having dinner, and Wednesday asks for something on the table, and Morticia says, Wednesday, what do we say? And Wednesday says, now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the personality that Wednesday has, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit dark, and yet clearly she has a love interest in the story. So how does that happen?
Well, I think what's cool about this show is that you kind of see that transition of independent thinking that happens when you get older. Because at this point in her life, she has just really grown up around this now environment and this dark environment. And this boy that comes in the story, Lucas, kind of brings this new perspective into her life. And that song that I was talking about earlier is just kind of her inner monologue about, I'm being pulled in this new direction, and I don't know if I like it or not, but I kind of do. But then I feel like I'm doing something against my family. And so it's just a really interesting journey for her because she just kind of brings these two perspectives together in the story. So
does she like the new direction?
Yeah, she does. She does. But, you know, it's that inner conflict.
And
yeah, there's a point where I walk down and I'm in this bright yellow dress and I decided to take a clothing risk, and they're like, what are you wearing? And, you know, and then the other family was like, it's a gorgeous dress. So it's just that kind of, I don't want to be reluctant towards my family or anything like that. But,
Okay. So on the other hand, McKinley, grandma is 102 years old, I imagine probably pretty set in her ways, and she probably doesn't care much what anybody thinks about her.
No, she does not care at all what anyone thinks, but she is kind of, despite being crazy and you'd expect her to be the last person to give advice, she actually does kind of counsel Wednesday's younger brother on his acceptance of her transition into adulthood. So grandma has like one deep moment, and then she's back to being like not caring about anything that's going around her. And yeah, so
this is a musical, so you all have to sing. Is that a prerequisite?
Yes.
Luckily, I do not have any solos, which the audience should be very grateful for, because I cannot sing at all, but my friends here are all very talented at their singing.
Well, you're not alone on that one, so I'm not going to give you even close to a hard time on that one. What would you say, the if you could guess, the ratio of singing to speaking parts in this show?
I'd say they're fairly equal.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So quite a bit of singing then.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
As well as a lot of like large choir ensemble mm-hmm. parts that we were talking about mm-hmm. with Kate earlier.
Yeah.
I'm curious, specifically for Zach and McKinley, going from, or I don't know, actually I didn't know this, there were a couple members of the improv group that did not come in for the previous interview, so maybe Heather and Abby do that as well. But coming from improv to scripted plays, do you find it hard not to just throw out an occasional random word or sentence or phrase?
Gov would be the one to ask for that, because she does deal with my occasional words, sentences, phrases, actions, pauses. I mean, you name it. It does happen.
There's a couple points in the musical where in my head I'm like, my character would say this. Like, I'm improvising, but I don't say it because I don't want to mess up the perfectly crafted script. So
yeah.
Sure. Well, and that's kind of something that you go through in rehearsal anyway, isn't it? Sometimes you may change a word or two.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems to make a little more
for
sense.
Sure. Yeah. I think that kind of improvising comes a little bit later when everything is solidified, but not too much within means, but it's kind of fun sometimes to kind of do an extra look or something like that that makes the scene a little bit more
improv better. Also helps with it because, like, there's been times, you know, it's live theater, things might happen, that we've had, you know, someone might have missed a cue or something that someone has improvised and, like,
right.
kept the scene where it's going.
Sure.
So,
and it's okay to just keep going and ignore that.
Well, yeah. It has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You can't
right.
just all
yeah.
stop and restart the whole show.
Yeah, last year we had a situation where I messed up a song previously and then I was so in that idea that I just forgot about the next scene, and our two people that were on the improv team were in charge of the next scene. And so they made a complete whole new scene about how we didn't have tea on the ship and anything goes. And it was great until I realized that I had to be on stage. But it for sure helps. It for sure helps.
Were you part of that?
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I could see it happening.
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So can I.
Yeah.
Again, Glenwood Springs High School presents The Addams Family, a new musical comedy. Again, loosely based on the TV show and the movies, but takes place at a different place and time than what we're used to seeing from either the movies or the TV show. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, and March 3rd and 4th at 7 o'clock. Then there's a special matinee at 2 p.m. as well. Anything special about the matinee, or is it just same show but at a different time?
The matinee has the understudies.
Yeah, so we all have understudies.
So you guys have the day off.
We do.
Well, the afternoon.
The
we have
afternoon,
a show that night.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't, unfortunately. I'm in both shows both days.
Well, you know, there's only one Grandma Addams.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Sometimes those important roles, you know, they just require.
Oh, yeah. Just
she was
person.
The hardest to replicate.
Oh, for sure. For sure, yeah.
Again, you can get tickets. Just search Facebook for GSHS Performances. You can also go to the eventbee.com website, and you can buy tickets 30 or so minutes before any one of the performances for a future performance. How much are tickets, by the way, guys?
They're like
15 for adults and 10 for students.
Okay. 15 for adults, 10 for students with ID, I assume. Unless you look really, really young. I don't know.
Gabe, you could pull it off.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's not funny. Again, that's Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, and then March 3rd and 4th. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Kate McRaith, the drama teacher at Glenwood Springs High School. Glenwood Springs High School presents The Addams Family, a new musical comedy. Also visiting with McKinley, Abby, Zach, and Heather, who are in the show, who are giving us a little glimpse into their personalities and the personalities of their characters, too, right? Kate, in the first segment, you mentioned that there are a lot of community members that are involved in this as well. Now, you're taking care of the drama, the acting part of this show. Shanti Gruber, as the last several musicals, I don't know, for the last 10 years or something like that, is taking care of the singing and helping coach the kids with that through her job, obviously, as the choir teacher at the high school. You've got other community members that are also involved.
We do. Christina Brusick, the director of the Center for the Arts, is our choreographer, and she actually has three student assistant choreographers this year, Sophie Carnoli, Katie Harrison, and Bailey Barnum, who have done an amazing job. They've created some fantastic dancers, so that's really exciting. It's the first time that we've had student choreographers. And then Lisa Hardart, who also teaches at the high school, is my assistant director and person that I could not at all do anything without because I basically oversee everything from the step one to right through the end, and it's set, painting, everything. And then I have these incredible people I just mentioned to fine-tune specific aspects. Tamara Girardo is our costume director, and she has a number of parents. Help me out if I miss anyone. She's got a number of parents who have devoted many, many hours of their time to help us costume this show. I'm with 55 actors. That's a lot of people and many hours of work. And so we have Julia Novi, Michelle DeRosa. Mm-hmm. Who else? Oh, Laura Porterfield, Heather's mom, who's also been helping with singing recently as well.
That's why I recognize your name. Yeah. I knew the last name from somewhere. Yeah, she's done a lot, like with different shows and plays.
Definitely
over the years.
Definitely throughout choirs, yeah, and everything. She's, yeah, well known in this valley.
She's a legend. And then we also have Alexander Tucker, who is an alumni of Glenwood Springs High School, and he is doing all of our lights and devotes crazy amounts of hours to help with that. Zach's mom, Amy Larson, who is our producer, who keeps everything running and keeps us all on time and on task and in order. And then my husband, Tom McGrath, who has been in charge of all of our sets, like set design and set construction, and Greg DeRosa, who's been helping with that as well, and Andy Mueller. So we've had a lot of adults devote many, many hours of their time, and I apologize deeply to anyone's name who I may have missed.
You refer to Heather's mom as a legend. Speaking of legends, the theater where this show will be performed is the Jeannie Miller Theater, of course, named after Jeannie Miller, who I think it would be safe to call a legend.
Very true.
Of course.
And yet, Kate, you've put together a number of pretty successful shows over the last few years.
Well, thank you.
I don't know. What do you kids think?
She's a legend.
Oh, she's, yeah. I think definitely that's another reason why our program is growing, is because these kids, when they're coming in from middle school or anyone, will just come and see these productions, these phenomenal productions she is putting on, that that they want to be a part of it because it's so much fun and it looks like it's fun. You can tell we're all having that much fun. So that's, I think, a reason, and it's all to her because...
Yeah. We just had one of those improv moments. I just spilled my water, and yet Heather continued going as if nothing happened.
So the show goes on.
Right? Exactly. So, go ahead.
I think with Gov, everyone is just astounded by her understated like grace and her ability to lead all of us, because I came from a different school my junior year, and I didn't necessarily have the best experiences with drama teachers, but Gov completely changed my view on drama teachers. And she not only helps us be professional and be the best actors that we can be, she's constantly pushing us, but she's also like a mom person for us. Yeah. So she checks in on us and cares about us like as people, not just as actors. So I think that's really important. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Kate takes the drama out of drama.
Very true.
Yeah, I think if I could choose like one teacher that's impacted my life the most through high school, it'd be Gov for sure.
Let's
definitely
just hope that none of your other teachers are listening right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Apologies in advance. Yeah, there are plenty others, but I think I think also just because we're so involved outside of school that she knows us, who we really are, I think, because drama brings that out of us.
And she can tell if we have, like, an off day or something. She'll always come talk to us. Like, she's like a second mother to all of us.
She always just brings us in. On the way here in the car, we all were like, she's our mom. She's our mom. Yeah.
Well, just the nature of drama and the long rehearsals and all of that and things sometimes going wrong and having to work around it, it kind of lends itself to having a little bit deeper relationship than you would just with a normal.
For sure.
So McKinley kind of gave us her perspective coming from a different school to Glenwood and the drama program here. So for the three of the rest of you, Abby, Heather, and Zach, when you think about the productions you've been involved in, you know, so Young Frankenstein, Anything Goes last year.
Legally
what was your
Blonde. Legally Blonde.
Legally
yeah.
Blonde, your freshman year. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Our sophomore year.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein was our freshman year.
Sorry, I got
you're
the
good.
Two.
No,
got
you're
two.
Fine.
I missed one somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
As you think about changes in the program and in yourselves, what would you say about this show, about the Addams Family compared to Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. I think it's funny because when Gov had told us we were doing Addams Family, we all thought it was funny because – you know, Young Frankenstein's kind of the Halloween-y type show, too. So we were like, we're starting with one, and now we're ending with one. Mm-hmm. So it was really funny. But just to watch the progression of, I think, all of us and, in like, theater-wise and personally growing from that show to now is just insane. And I think we'd be completely different people without the theater department. Mm-hmm. And to see us and then even the people we've done shows with, whether they're sophomores, juniors, or freshmen, like, they're all – you get to watch them grow, too, and you just become closer. And it's a new family every year that gets closer and closer, and it's just the greatest thing.
Yeah, I think for me a really cool thing is to see those sophomores and juniors, like my brother, and then who plays Morticia, Jolie DeRosa. She is just – she's incredible for being a sophomore. And I'm just so excited for the program because I don't know. Sometimes I think the seniors, when we were freshmen, they were looking back and they were like, oh gosh, like, is it going to go downhill or whatever? But it's really cool to just see.
What does the future hold?
Oh, yeah. It's just really cool to see that. They're just, every year, there's just all these people that just bring such life to the show. And it's just really exciting.
If the four of you had to guess, you think you'll be coming back and maybe you'll be one of those alums that will be participating in future shows?
Of course. Yeah, I have a sister coming up next year, and so I'm sure I'll be back to visit Gov and visit the cast members that I'm leaving behind this year. But I would also like to give my, as much props, pun intended there, to Gov as possible, because she really is amazing. I mean, she's the reason that I'm sane, and I've made it through high school. I like to say a class with Gov a day keeps the doctor away.
For sure.
Improv?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can attest.
Or two classes with Gov, because I have two classes with her today.
That's also very accurate.
McKinley and I live in the theater every other day for the afternoon.
Yeah, it's great. That senior year, you have those times where you can choose whatever you want. And everybody's like, I want to go back to the theater. Because it's great.
Yeah, my spring semester of my senior year, I figured out that I only needed like one credit to graduate. So it's like, okay, how many independent studies and office 8 hours can I string together here? Yeah. I hear you. So since this is likely the last time, at least as high school students, the four of you will be on the radio, She'll. Would you care to share what your plans are for the future? McKinley, you want to go first?
I'm not sure which college yet because admissions decisions, at least for my schools, haven't come out yet. But I want to study political science or international affairs at a college probably in the South, which I know a lot of people think is weird. But and I want to work somewhere that I can use my language skills because I'm in AP Spanish this year and I'm hoping to become solidly fluent really soon. So try and work somewhere where I can help the world and also use my language skills, maybe like the State Department or something.
Wow. That's some deep stuff. That's heavy.
Yeah. Don't. No. I should have answered first because there's no way I can.
I know. You just gotta wait. For me, man, I don't know. As far as a major goes, I really don't know because it's just hard. Because this has been a huge aspect of my life.
Theater?
Yeah. And it's just kind of...
I was
going
to say, coming to the radio station, was that big a deal? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Yeah. But just that decision, it's a big decision, and I'm still kind of just pondering it. But, yeah, just a lot of thinking going on, honestly. But I'm just trying to just enjoy it and let the process take me where I'm supposed to go. Honestly.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, all the best, Abby.
Thanks.
All right, Heather, what about you?
I do plan on continuing this for hopefully as long as I am able to. I do plan on going to school for musical theater, which will most likely end up being at Colorado Mesa University, and then hopefully go on to have a career and get to do this and get to be on stage every night and perform and do what I love and get paid, which would be the best thing ever.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on the stage again then, I suppose. All right. Zach?
I'm currently looking towards law school. See if that's where I fit in.
I would say improvisation would be a very helpful skill in that arena.
It's a little bit of improv, and I visited a courtroom the other day, and it's just like performing, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's on my radar. Not sure yet where I'm going to go exactly. I plan on serving a mission for my church before I head to college. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you never know. Maybe you'll combine the two and we'll see you in a remake of Perry Mason someday.
You never know.
Or L.A. Law or, fill in the blank. Again, you can see Glenwood Springs High School's presentation of The Addams Family, a new musical comedy, Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, and March 3rd and 4th. All those shows at 7 o'clock, plus a Saturday matinee on March 4th at 2 p.m. Tickets at eventb.com, or you can search Facebook for GSHS Performances. Kate, I would say that if the rest of the 51 students that are in this show are anything like the four we heard from today, this is going to be another great, great show.
Yeah, I have to say, we have a fabulous cast. Super talented, and the show is really coming together. We're very, very excited about it. And it's just a lot of fun, so hopefully we will have a great show. We're certainly expecting to.
All right. Well, thank you all again for coming in. It's been a pleasure. All the best in the future, and you never know, maybe we'll see you again someday. Thanks for letting us have just a little glimpse into the fun that you guys get to have during rehearsals. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.